Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show presents another edition of Who's Your Guy?
Hey, my guy, the Yak King, Malachi Corley, wide receiver from Western Kentucky.
His weaknesses.
I am not a successful adult. I don't eat vegetables and or take care of myself.
Sounds like every man I've dated.
My guy is Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC.
Never heard of him.
His strengths.
I'm Prince.
Not today. Not on the Lord's Day.
Who's your guy?
My guy is Zach Frazier, center from West Virginia.
Impeccable work ethic, which dates back to his middle school days when he built a home gym for himself. What do you mean too mature?
That he didn't goof off enough in college.
Oh my God, these scouts. I'm so sick of these idiots. Weaknesses.
I'm not convinced I know how to read. I just memorized a lot of words.
His arms measured longer than what his tape suggests.
My guy, Spencer Rattler, quarterback, South Carolina.
Strengths.
He is so amazing. Well, I'm wondering, should we kill him?
Who's your guy with Bernstein and Holmes on the Score?
All right, let's do it. We've got the Beast from Dane Brugler of The Athletic. It is open. It is ready to go. The scouting reports are flying in every direction, and we will begin our Thursday Who's Your Guy. And yes, we're doing it at this time tomorrow, so don't worry. It's going to be Brian on the Score. Hey, Brian, who's your guy?
Hey, guys. My guy is a guy no one's talking about, and I'm not really sure why, because he reminds me of Randy Moss. My guy is Johnny Wilson, wide receiver, Florida State.
All right.
Nobody's talking about this.
Let's find out why you think no one's talking about Johnny Wilson, who is 6'6 and a third, 231.
Let's go.
Ooh, strengths.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
And use the bathroom.
What are we doing today, Dad? We're going to this new Shangri-La of a place. There are bathrooms in which we're going to spend time.
Hey, man, having a comfortable bathroom is key.
I don't want to do that, Dad. Shut up, Rick Camp. Why are you in the house?
Camp yellow.
Large target and looks like a basketball forward in pads. Owns the arm length to make tough adjustments or pull down throws that defenders can't reach. Long strides help build up acceleration on runway routes. At best in one cut, slants and posts so he can tempo and stem his pattern to shake off coverage defenders without having to gear down. Not elusive after the catch. This is already in strengths. Oy. But he's able to break tackles using his big body.
Gear down, Chicago Bears.
Looks to get busy as a blocker when passes go away from him. Weaknesses.
That bothers me to my soul. I haven't been able to sleep the last couple nights.
Then how will you get
up?
Never
at
mind.
4:30 without an alarm clock. Looks imposing, but he's high cut and doesn't play up to his size. Average speed player needs a moment to get back up to full speed after he's slowed by defenders. Loose route runner with flailing arms and limbs. What is that guy doing? Struggles to separate from corners on his hip, will struggle to escape NFL press. Not a natural hands catcher, inconsistent rescuing throws away from his chest.
Yeah, there's nothing in there that says Randy Moss.
solid 50-50 receiver, but that ratio should be more in his favor considering his size. Allergic to the end zone
in
2023.
God. Oh, my God.
Defenders will push him around. He struggles to match their physicality. Hears footsteps, which disrupts his focus. Missed most of 21 because of a hamstring injury. Brings zero special teams value.
It's not sounding great.
Maybe you met the other Randy Moss, the
horse the broadcaster,
guy.
Yes. Yeah.
In summary, Wilson has imposing size and stride length for potential mismatch opportunities. But he doesn't play up to his frame and lacks consistent focus and route precision for what the NFL requires. He reminds me of a lesser version of Devin Funchess.
Who's did you see Devin Funchess just signed in Columbia to play basketball, professional basketball?
Awesome. Fourth to fifth round grade on Florida State wide receiver Johnny Wilson.
All right.
Let's try Joey next on Who's Your Guy on the Score.
My guy is Rocky Lombardi, quarterback from Northern Illinois.
Okay, so here's the thing about Rocky Lombardi. He's very low on the list of quarterbacks, so he doesn't have a positive and negative, so I'm going to have to make this up as I go along, okay?
All right.
Just from the summary. Rocky Lombardi, 6'3.5", 223, seventh year senior.
What?
He's been in college since 2017. That's how long Rocky Lombardi has been playing college football. He will be 26 years old when the season begins next year. Strengths.
Got a great ass.
Michael Rocky Lombardi was born in Ann Arbor and grew up in Iowa with his parents.
Is that a strength?
They don't have it, so make it up.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Who were both college athletes and coaches. He was a three-year starting quarterback at Valley High, twice earning All-State honors. A three-star recruit who signed with Michigan State over Iowa. He was in and out of the starting role over his four seasons with the Spartans.
For all the right reasons.
Negatives.
Goofy pants and a fat ass.
He transferred to Northern Illinois University and showed NFL promise in 2021, but missed most of the 2022 season, and his 2023 season was inconsistent. In summary, Rocky Lombardi is a good size athlete with B-level arm and admirable toughness. But his mechanics and execution just weren't consistent enough on tape. Priority free agent. That's Rocky Lombardi.
Depending on one's priorities, I would think. Here is Jay. Jay's on the score. Jay, who's your guy?
Hey, guys. My guy is Patrick Paul, left tackle, University of Houston.
Patrick Paul is a large human being. He is 6'7.5". 331.
He a biggin.
Here are his strengths.
After a month, the tent is becoming home. He's got shelves of keepsakes, snacks, and a 50-inch TV.
Love it.
Looks the part, large frame, rare overall body length, aggressive striking skills, relies on natural size to overwhelm defenders once engaged. Displays the quickness and bend out of his stance to answer explosive rushers all the way around the arc. Generally sees things quickly enough to answer stunts and blitzes. Tell you answer is the operative word this year. Flashes the upper body strength to latch and drive in the run game. Benefited from the older brother theory. Both of his older brothers played high school and college football. Voted a two-time team captain. NFL scouts say he cares about his craft. Weaknesses.
When he was a kid, his nickname was the football kid. He used to walk around carrying a football. He wanted to be O.J. Simpson.
Plays high. Needs to keep his cleats in the ground. Creates momentum with his outside kick slide, which leaves him susceptible to inside moves. Late to recover with his lower body and reset his hands to answer power. Inconsistent rhythm out of his stance tends to stray wide, inviting bull rushers to uproot him. Subpar technique as a run blocker, ducking his head and losing balance. Caught grabbing more than you want, suffered a sprained ankle and torn ligament in his foot, required season-ending tightrope procedure, unproven positional flexibility with 100% of his nearly 3,000 college snaps coming only at left tackle.
Wow.
In summary, Paul has the size and length to keep defenders occupied, but his rhythm breaks down quickly, and opponents will find success until he approves his rudimentary recovery technique and hand usage, similar in ways to Chukwuma Okorafor. He has the tools to develop into a functional NFL starter, but he might require a redshirt year. Still a second to third round grade on Houston tackle, Patrick Paul. Here's Greg. He's on the score. Greg will answer this question. Who's your guy?
Gentlemen, good to see you at the poker tournament last week as well.
Thanks for being a part of it,
Greg. My guy. No problem. My guy, defensive tackle from the University of Texas, Byron Murphy II.
Yeah, a lot of people like themselves some Byron Murphy.
I'd sit back, relax, and enjoy this one.
Yeah?
Yes.
Have you already previewed this one?
I might have peeked at this one, because when Ray sends out the beast and we happen to be in Las Vegas and I've got time on my hands.
You're bored.
Then maybe I was kind of perusing around, yeah.
All right, Byron Murphy, 6 feet, Byron Murphy. 6 feet, 297 pounds of rock'em sock'em football. Strength.
If that doesn't make your teeth chatter, I don't know what will. Wow.
Wow, indeed. Huh? Power-packed, explosive first-step athlete. Comes off the ball low and strong with natural body flexibility. Lines up in a wide stance and uses lateral quickness and loose change of direction to access multiple gaps. Hands are both urgent and purposeful. Go-to move is slap-club-rip combination. Skillfully grabs and shucks the wrist of blockers for easier access. Instinctive run defender and quickly finds the ball to stack and separate in the hole. Compactly built with proportionate body density in his upper and lower halves to anchor. Member of Bruce Feldman's quote-unquote freak list for his impressive weight room feats, 455-pound front squat, 375, power clean.
God.
That's a lot. Weaknesses.
Orange and blue, cover two.
Short and sawed off, lacking ideal length measurements, regardless of scheme. Left too much production in the backfield because of his shorter arms and over-aggressive nature. Didn't register a batted pass or forced fumble in his 39 games in college, which also reflects his lack of length. Occasionally engulfed and washed when he is beat late to establish his positioning. Benefited from a heavy rotation. In summary, Murphy doesn't have ideal length, but his rare combination of lower body twitch, natural leverage, and power throughout his frame sets him apart. With his disruptive energy, both as a pass rusher and versus the run, he projects as an impact starter who can play shaded nose or three technique similar to Grady Jarrett. He is a first round grade, number 16 overall.
Jonathan is on the score. Jonathan, you're on with Bernstein and Holmes. Who's your guy?
Sam Hartman, quarterback, Notre Dame.
Sam Hartman, 6'1", 211. Here are his strengths.
He was the greatest man I ever known. I traveled with him to Vietnam for 14 days, and I tell you, he was just a great person.
Well-strapped together athlete.
I've never heard that term.
Well-strapped together?
Yeah.
Delivers with touch on downfield throws and has a good feel for his jump shot. Doesn't require perfect base or balance to throw with placement short or deep. High football IQ, delivers to upfield shoulder, giving his receivers a chance at yak. Plays unfazed, stands tall until the final microsecond to allow roots to develop. Has the presence to operate from the pocket or on the move. Toughness alone earns the respect of teammates and coaches. Confident and charismatic by nature. No stranger to adversity. Captain at both Wake Forest and Notre Dame. Described as one of the finest leaders coaches have had the pleasure to coach. Weaknesses.
I have been banned for my lifetime from Lake Ontario. Don't ask.
Middling arm power. Doesn't consistently drive through his hips or follow through. Inconsistent decision-making process. Often late making the correct read or throw. Mechanics fall apart when he's pressured, puts too much trust in his ability to thread the needle, leading to forced throws. Below average ball security, which is a problem for an average footed mover. Doesn't have speed to be a legitimate threat against NFL defenses with his legs. Extensive medical background. Prior to junior year in high school, diagnosed with a thyroid issue that created numbness in his shoulder and neck. A tear in his thyroid gland led to a buildup of bacteria, required surgery to remove a baseball-sized growth in his neck. Missed the final four games as a freshman because of a broken right leg. Diagnosed with Paget-Schroeder syndrome, also known as effort thrombosis, when a blood clot was discovered in the summer of 2022, underwent two procedures to eradicate the clot, had the rib closest to his collarbone removed, which his mother Lisa turned into a necklace.
Oh, that's nice.
Will be 25 years old in his first NFL training camp. In summary, Hartman is a Greg Maddux type of quarterback. Average velocity and drive power in his arm, then, sir, you don't understand Greg Maddux. Let me just say that.
I did not like that comp because at all.
Greg Maddux threw really hard.
Yes.
God, why don't people realize that? Old Maddux threw soft. Young Maddux threw 93 to 95.
Yes. And these are football guys, okay?
God.
The other thing about the Sam Hartman, I feel like they got lost in Sam Hartman's eyes.
He's a handsome man.
That's what that first part felt like to
average me. Velocity and drive power in his arm. Feel for accuracy when he makes the right read is what makes him effective. Offers toughness and intangibles to earn a number two or number three quarterback role on a depth chart. A sixth to seventh round grade on Sam Hartman. Here's Dave. Hey, Dave, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
My guy is Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
Ooh, get ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know.
This would be if Lawrence from Hyde Park were calling in. That would be my guy. Brian Thomas Jr., 6'3", 209 pounds. Strengths.
They used to have body fat contests in the clubhouse, and they would make a championship belt made out of like cardboard and tinfoil. And every year he would win the body fat contest. He finally lost, I think, in his last year to Randy Velarde, who of course ended up being in the Bleacher Report on steroids.
Outstanding size, speed athlete with fluid body movements, NFL caliber accelerator, off stutter step release to quickly eat up grass and get over the top on man corners. Plays strong to the football, and his focus doesn't diminish with bodies around him. Works back to the ball and uses box-out angles like a basketball power forward. Minimal delay going from catch to runner, which is uncommon for a big receiver. Shows natural run instincts to make the first man miss. Put some impressive blocking efforts on tape. His production improved each season, peaking at 1,000-plus receiving yards in 2023. Weaknesses.
Rickon killed him.
I don't think he did.
No.
Modest figure with room to improve his bulk. Play strength will be tested by more physical press corners than he faced in college. Tends to lose his footing at the top of routes and needs to sharpen his breaks. A lot of crossers and verticals on tape. And his route tree needs more branches. In summary, overall, Thomas plays with impressive length, fluid speed, and ball-winning athleticism. If his route efficiency catches up to his natural talent, he will be a dangerous weapon in the NFL. He projects as a quality NFL starter with the upside of T. Higgins.
Ooh.
First-round projection number 15 overall.
Ooh. Love it. One more for today's round. It's David on the score. Who's your guy, David?
My guy is TJ Tampa, Iowa State.
Iowa State's TJ Tampa is almost 6'1", 194. Here are the wide receiver's strengths.
His parents were both members of Future Farmers of America.
Terrific size with explosiveness in his lower half. Quick-footed, uses side shuffle and pedal from off coverage. Shows a little rigidity in his hips, stays controlled when he opens to carry receivers on crossers or vertical routes. not shy rerouting, has the tools to develop his jam technique. Alert player, returns his eyes to the pocket to get a bead on throws. Instinctive ball skills, aggressively attacks the catch point, strong leaping ability, prides himself on his dunking skills, and comes from a basketball family. Can be physical in the run game when he wants to. Trusted the Iowa State coaching staff when they decided to move him from wide receiver. Said he's had to work physically hard and mentally hard to become great. Jammer on punt return coverage. The only game he missed in three seasons was his bowl opt-out. Weaknesses.
He's killed the original alfalfa!
Average long speed, often finds himself too upright and leggy in coverage transitions. Only average moving laterally, receivers can release quickly when he lines up near the line, needs to become more fluent with press man, will use length to try to slow receivers, but needs to be more subtle in this area. Physical striker downhill, but must clean up over-aggressive angles and diving tackle attempts. Too many missed tackles. Doesn't have much experience as an inside corner covering the slot. In summary, Tampa gets a little sticky with his footwork at the top of routes, but he doesn't lose much separation and plays with the size, range, and ball skills to be disruptive, has the tools and potential to be a starting perimeter cornerback in various schemes.
Okay.
A second to third round grade on Iowa State's wide receiver turned corner, TJ Tampa.
By the way, we will be doing Who's Your Guy. We will conclude Who's Your Guy tomorrow, and after the Bears draft is done, perhaps next week we might do These Are Your Guys.
Who was your guy?
Yeah.
And These Are Your Guys. I believe that is something that we generally do.
Yep.
So we'll look forward to that. There's some Cubs stuff coming your way.
A lot.
Like a Cubs baseball game coming your way. And there's all kinds of news and kind of an encouraging performance last night from somebody I actually bet on.
Yes. We will discuss all of that and get you ready for Cubs baseball at 12:45 here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Got Cubs baseball coming your way in just a little bit, and we have the Cubs somehow playing really well, despite every day seemingly being another bad headline for them health-wise.
Having Cody Bellinger run into the wall and maybe being a little bit deceived by the fact that there is some ivy out there this time of year, earlier than usual, he's got a rib. Got a crack rib. That's not good for a baseball player. Tell you that much.
You'd have the Sam Hartman treatment and make a necklace for somebody there.
Yeah. But
I was immediately concerned as soon as they showed the shot the next inning on Marquee in the dugout. Yes, yep. Him rubbing his rib area. I was so concerned immediately. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's
You had Seiya Suzuki as an MVP candidate early on, and he goes out. You had Ian losing some time. Now you've got this, and you've got a lot of randos out there now.
Well, PCA has been called up, so you get a look to see what Pete Crow Armstrong has learned. Maybe Craig Counsell might be able to do something with him at the plate that Dave Ross and his staff weren't. Right? Mm-hmm. Because Craig Counsell's got to earn his money.
Unfortunately, he's doing far too much of that already. And meanwhile, Jamison Tyon looked pretty good.
He did.
He looked pretty good. He's up to 0.2 war. I only need 1.8 more.
1.9. He's got to go over 2 war.
Fine. What if he's just like hundredths over?
Yeah, if he's over, he's over.
Okay.
Yeah.
We calculate. But then I'd have to probably calculate it myself, and I don't know how to do that.
Perfect.
But I thought he was getting squeezed vertically, so to speak. I thought his curveball, one or the other, had to be a strike, the way that zone was being called last night. And I could tell he was getting a little frustrated. He didn't want to show it too much, but Steve Stone has always told us it's hard to get the high curveball called for a strike. I thought it's been improving over the years, but he needs a little bit of a break from that ump, because one of those, either the low one or the high one, is a strike, because there's just not enough area in between.
Yeah, and they need innings. They need guys who are going to give them innings, and they got to get quality innings, partially because you now have a deficit from an offensive standpoint. You know, whether it's Seiya Suzuki being hurt or Bellinger running into the wall or Ian hurting his hamstring, like there's a lot that's happened to the Cubs in the early part of the season that's not good. And while Morel has improved defensively, offensively, he's kind of taken a little step back. So they're doing it on guts and guile right now. Sonic Boom. This is Jamison Tyon yesterday after the game on how he's carried over what he did in the second half of last season, which is part of the reason that Dan and I made this bet.
Before that back injury, I just really liked where we were at. And I feel like we were able to use that downtime as like, let's stay on the straight and narrow, stay on the right path. So I'm not really surprised in like a not arrogant way. It's just like, I thought we were working at the right things. And then I'll say it like I'll beat a broken drum, but just the stuff we did last year in the second half, I just feel like we have a really good idea of like what I need to do to be successful, and when I'm off track, like what it is. I feel like we spent a lot of last year just trying to identify things, and then we got to a point in the second half where it was like, okay, here's the cues that get you back on track, the drills, like here's where you need to be, here's your stride direction, your arm stroke, like all these things. And I feel like I got to work on that all off season, all spring. Now I have just a continued relationship with Tommy and Moskos and the catcher. So I feel like it's not by accident.
Maybe he didn't want to upset PETA.
Beat a broken drum?
Yeah, maybe he didn't want to say beat a dead horse. Maybe he likes horsies.
But that's a new one. I kind of the idea of beating a broken drum. It sounds
it actually can work.
Because it sounds like a futile exercise.
Yes.
Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you beat a broken drum?
That's interesting.
Before we get to today's lineup, since we did talk about the injury to Belly, and we have the Cubs manager here on the score, why don't we hear what Craig Counsell had to say to Parkins and Spiegel yesterday about the fact that Bellinger is going to be out a minute.
You got this long stretch of games coming up, and we're hoping that the injury news doesn't continue to pile up. Do we have an update on Cody Bellinger and his battle against the wall?
Yeah, unfortunately, we did a CT scan this afternoon or this morning and revealed fracture in Cody's right rib. So we're going to put him on the injured list and kind of unknown yet as, in terms of like when he'll return. But obviously tough news.
So what's the corresponding move?
Pete Crow Armstrong's been called up and he's on his way here.
And he is in today's lineup.
Ah.
Here's today's lineup against the woebegone Astros. Leading off and playing second base is Nico Hoerner. Talkman's in right field. Haps your DH. Bush is at first base. Swanson will play shortstop. Nick Madrigal will play third base today. Amaya will catch. Pete Crow Armstrong will play center field. And Alexander Canario will play left field.
I like him better in left than I do in right.
Yeah, I agree. And guess who they're going up against?
Verlander, right?
Very good. And Assad will pitch for the Cubs.
Quick note. Have you noticed that Michael Bush has dropped a couple of easily catchable throws already this year?
Yes, but he's also made some incredible picks.
He's made some amazing
at first base,
yes,
too.
He's made some spectacular plays.
He's pretty good on the short hop.
But he's just dropped some. Just right in the glove and then out of the glove.
Do you remember when we were talking about that with Abreu a few years ago?
Yeah.
Where Abreu, like, they threw it right to you. What happened? I don't know. It just fell out. And then I left. And then I got a whole bunch of money from the Astros, and now everyone in Houston wants me gone.
What did I say about that contract?
That it was, you were expecting a regression to the mean.
I thought that was a bad
signing.
They
got 2 good months of him last year and then nothing. But
the 312 asks, Lawrence, didn't you once say about Pete Crow Armstrong, there's a little too much relish on that hot dog? No.
No.
No, you got your food analogy wrong.
I said there's too much dip on his chip.
That's what it was. He double dipped the chip.
I'll allow for the too much relish on that hot dog, though. Although most people say too much mustard on that hot dog,
right?
Too much
mustard. I actually had relish on a Polish the other day because I figured I would order it as it's Red Hot Ranch. They do it Depression style. They don't do full Chicago style. They
Wait,
just
what
do
is Depression style?
Mustard,
mean?
Relish, and peppers.
Okay.
Just that. And I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. That's just how they do their dogs. It's really good.
Maybe, I think I'm going to go over there. Like, maybe that'll be my final meal before the
Red Hot Ranch?
Yeah, before the colonoscopy.
Oh.
Like my final meal Saturday.
When's the colonoscopy?
Monday morning.
But don't you have one like every couple of weeks?
No, not every couple of weeks, but every year. But, you know, you have to plan this stuff out. Like, what's, you know, you want something good and sustainable for before you go clear liquid.
This is my year, too. Mine was 5 years ago, and they took stuff out, so now I got to do one this year.
Yeah.
Maybe the drugs will work for me
this
year.
Maybe they'll give you the good drugs like I get.
Yeah, I want those drugs.
Maybe you're the one that should get a colonoscopy a couple times a week.
If they gave me the good drugs, I just might. I didn't mind it all that much. It was fine. But, you know, if it would take you to Red Hot Ranch. Yeah, I would try the Polish the way they do it. Hey, thanks to everybody today. Studzinski and Diaz and Fryer and O'Donnell and Lapka and Kalen Kaler.
Cubs
and
baseball now on the score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.